Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, here's your daily reminder to take your Ozempic, because being fat is not considered an indicator of health. This one looks like she needs some Rogaine on her head as well, instead of culturally appropriating blonde wigs from white women. And it's always women like this that I see at the gym. They aren't there to lose weight, but to gain attention instead. My guess is this meme was made before Ozempic became a thing, and when fat empowerment was preferable. Moving on, meet Kelly Shelton. She was raped at the age of 12, lost her fertility, and was put in a coma. The lawyer for the rapist laughed at her and accused her of seeking older men, and won the case for her clients. That lawyer was none other than Hillary Clinton. I guess it's a good thing to know what type of evil person didn't become president. She even got fired from her first job as a lawyer for violating ethics. She also caused the African migrant crisis by helping to get rid of Gaddafi. Number 3, Alma says that she can't believe that a lot of men think this is fat, and that she would call this curvy. I like this body type because of those melons. Plus, she's well proportioned and carries the weight well. But based on BMI, she is fat and rapidly approaching borderline obesity. 2 kids later and she's gonna look like she pulled the pin on a fat grenade, and Diabetes Feet and the Rascals at Disneyland will be waiting for her. Up next is couple asked ChatGPT to generate them a family. And I don't think this is what they had in mind. That it would add a tall Chad and little Stacy. Looks like ChatGPT did him dirty and she's probably thinking about her options because AI thinks she can do better than him. What's really ironic is that they look a lot happier in the second photo. Were they supposed to be a trans couple, or is the little dude on the left just a short king? Number 5, this woman wants her own polycule, which means 6 boyfriends, and all of them to herself. Imagine being one of those poor guys getting sloppy sixths. She probably wanted to marry all of them simultaneously and take all of them to court for half their income and half their net worth. She's gonna be so run through that no man worth his salt will ever date her again. And she expects each of these 6 men to make 6 figures and be a Chad or Tyrone. Moving on, and speaking of simping, don't be this guy. His wife discusses what he, her husband, did to bring her home after she left him for another man. Most men are wage slaves, and then they come home and are slaves to women. Go your own way from women and start your own business and gain your own freedom from this simping nonsense. If a woman cheats, you leave her, and you never take her back, because she's gonna do it all over again. Maybe this guy just likes being cucked by a bull. Number 7, apparently Latvia is running out of men. But you just know that the leftover and unpaired women aren't anywhere near as good looking as this. What they probably mean is that Latvia is running out of rich, tall men, and they want Western men to be stupid enough to rush in and marry the unwanted women. If you think Western women are bad, wait until you hear the motor mouth and temper of Slavic women. I can hear their whiny voices just by looking at their resting bitch faces. Up next, this intimacy surrogate describes the trouble she faced sleeping with 400 clients. So this is what we're calling prostitution these days. She's a sex therapist that likes to work hands-on with her clients. This is probably about advertising her services. But what I want to know is who would be desperate enough to pay to sleep with her. Then again, there are so many thirsty men out there that they would take any port in their incel storm. Also, are we sure this is a she? Number 9, why is this man urinating almost daily on the grave of his ex-wife that he divorced 48 years ago? I don't know, but he's definitely not holding a grudge. That's him on the top right and not the younger guy. Most women forget about the guys they were with after a couple hours or days, but many men take more than a lifetime to get over a woman. This is what it's like when somebody lives inside your mind rent-free for life. The opposite of love is not hate. The opposite of love is indifference. If you hate someone, you still care about them. Moving on, when I was in Canada, I saw a house like this for $900,000, and it lost about a third of its price from COVID and was still around $1 million. It makes more sense just to rent or live through Vrbo or Airbnb. In Canada, I could rent a tiny shoebox apartment for $2,500 a month. And I'm in Florida for the same price and I have nicer weather, on the beach, no jeets, and the apartment is bigger. And everything is more convenient. Also, no traffic to deal with. Canada is cooked. Number 11, check out this perfectly looks match couple. His girlfriend of 4 years won't touch him, though. She's not your girlfriend, bro. She's your roommate with a resting bitch face to die for. She's probably smashing her drug-dealing co-worker and touching everyone else but you. Also, the green line theory is undefeated with him leaning into her. He needs to get rid of her because she's nothing more than an expense, and get himself this because it'll do the job just fine. Up next, looks like the UK wants to follow in Canada's footprints by legalizing state-assisted euthanasia. Ironically, this is probably the only time you'll see a white person on a billboard in the UK these days, with a picture of a strong independent woman dancing around a kitchen after the government just approved her request for termination. In Canada, the percentage of people terminating themselves that's white is around 96%. They not only want Whitey gone, but they want him or her to volunteer to end it all. Number 13, here's the reason that pregnant women get ultrasounds and not MRIs. Abortions would spike if they saw their crotch goblins like this. That and MRIs are really expensive and ultrasounds are not. Is it my imagination or do MRI fetuses look like the invaders from Mars Attacks? This is still one of the best dumb movies that I've seen in the theater for a long time. The others would have been Hot Shots and Hot Shots Part 2, especially the plane scene. Moving on, when you're over 40, it's no longer called beating the meat, but it's now really just a systems check. You want to make sure you can still stand up for the national anthem, and it becomes pipe cleaning to prevent cancer. The woketards on the left will probably even come up with a term for it, like self-partnered. I'm not going to lie, though, I like checking my system. It's important to do a full systems check daily. Number 15, here's the difference between billionaires in the movies versus billionaires in real life. What's the point of showing off when people already know that you're one of the wealthiest people in the world? Most of the wealthy people I've met with 50 million or 300 million plus don't actually wear expensive outfits. One guy even got his shirts from Costco. Comfort is more important than fashion, it seems. Although Zuck the Cuck shirts are still costing him $300 to $400 each. They're made by Italian luxury designer Brunello Cucinelli. It's his trademark. If I ever become obscenely wealthy, I might actually start wearing vests. Up next, this guy says that if you refuse to get married and have kids, then you're participating in white replacement. Maybe, but have you seen the quality of women lately? Most men aren't refusing to marry good women. They're just refusing to marry the bad ones. This is just shaming language to convince lifelong bachelors to take one for the team and marry a used-up slur. Maybe we should tell the same thing to women holding up until they can marry a Chad. Number 17, this woman's best friend told her husband that she cheated. And after they got divorced, she started dating him. Of course she did. All's fair in love and war, and women love to take each other's high-quality men. Women sabotage each other, even when they're best friends, more like frenemies. To this lady, all I have to ask is, well, if you didn't want him, then what's the problem with your friend taking him? Moving on, this guy had muscles and was strong, but his heartbreak was stronger because he ended himself when he found out that his girlfriend was getting engaged to another person. When's the last time you heard of a woman doing something like that because she couldn't get a man? Maybe bodybuilders are just blue-pilled simps that build up their muscles to get attention from women, and also to cover up their lack of confidence as well as insecurities. Just because you're strong physically doesn't mean you're strong emotionally. Number 19, here's a really bad idea. Letting women in Berlin go topless at public pools. How will the Jeets and Mohammeds control themselves? Then again, I wouldn't be surprised if the pool manager paid the city off to get them to make this law, so they could make more money selling pool tickets to perverts. Remember that in Berlin, there are 300 to 400,000 Muslims, or roughly 8 to 11% of the population. Good luck to those topless women. Up next, more women in their 40s are entering relationships with younger men more than ever before. What kind of propaganda is this? Because who really wants a fat old woman? And if men do the same, it becomes problematic. Then again, they might be tempting because they don't have tattoos and are often better behaved than the younger ones these days. Then again, we all know that what they mean by relationship is just a case of pump and dump that grandma. Number 21, no, this isn't India. It's the UK. This is what the government has turned the country into. When you import the third world, you become the third world. It doesn't matter if people don't want to visit India, because India is going to come to them. Actually, it's not the government that did this, but the people that they brought in. But what you can't see is, even worse, the Jeet scammers on the phones and doing phishing scams through your email. Moving on, here's the difference between Latinas at 28 versus 38. I guess the idea was to say that she looks terrible as she ages, but to be honest, she doesn't look all that different. But then again, we all know that if she hadn't chosen a child-free lifestyle, she'd be twice that size. Meanwhile, here's the difference between Russian women aged 28 versus 38. They go from looking like supermodels to super babushkas. Number 23, here's what common incel problems look like. When you finally get to use the condom you've been carrying around for the last 9 years, and you realize that it's just really chicken-flavored sauce. I'd put that on anything. I'd put that on anyway and take her to Flavortown because white people don't usually like to season their schwing-schwings like this. To be honest, though, if it was a condom, it would have expired a long time before 9 years. But how would an incel even know that? Up next, why is it that in the past, dads had 3 to 4 kids, and now kids have 3 to 4 dads? That's what happens when you normalize divorce back in the 1970s and 80s. And yes, it's all thanks to climate change because women will never take accountability for leaving men and having 3 to 4 different baby daddies. Let's also not forget that this is probably racist and homophobic. How, you ask? I don't know, but someone in the far left probably does. Number 25 on the last one, why is it that in the 80s, 86% of 12th graders would go out on dates, but that in 2024, only 46% do the same? Is it because of hookup culture that dating is dead? How about because guys have a never-ending stream of nudie pictures on their phones to fap off to? Is it because of men going their own way? I've spoken to young guys in their teens and asked them why they don't date, and they told me that they didn't want to go with used-up sluts, which is what they thought their fellow female students were. That 46% is also deceiving. It's mostly females. 3 to 4 for every one guy who dates. That means that only 10% of teenage boys are dating. Fertility rates will fall off a cliff in the next couple of decades. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.